New year, old me. So hear me out on this one with, hey guys, it's Corey from Redefining Strength. Welcome to the Fitness X podcast. It is season 6, and going into a new season, I always start to assess what I really want to provide for you guys, what I really want everyone to get out of a new season of the podcast. And in thinking about that, I was reflecting on what this last year really held, and it got me to think about how perception is reality. And with this, I went down sort of this rabbit hole of thinking about all the different content that I provided, all the different videos, resources that I've sort of shared over the year. And one of the interesting things I noticed was some of the commentary I got back on some of the changes I had made physically, namely makeup. I am the frizzy hair, don't care, didn't brush my hair, woke up, rolled out of bed, barely pulled it back. It's probably like a matted mess, you know, no makeup, all that jazz. And I'm always been that person. I was this person even this last year. But perception is reality. And everybody perceived the made up Corey because I would get made up probably 6 times over the year. And I did my, you know, YouTube videos, some different content, and I had makeup on. I went out, did a date night with it. It was really fun, really enjoyed it. So for me, I had not changed. It was basically 6 times a year where I was still the frizzy hair, don't care. But the perception was, is that I had very much changed. I had some fun dyeing my hair, had some fun dressing up in different ways. And in this, I was like, you know, very fascinated by the response that I got. And while I didn't perceive any changes, I saw that perception from everybody else. And it made me start to realize that like perception is reality, right? And that can go not only for how others perceive us, but also how we perceive our own reality in ourselves too. So in thinking about this, it got me to thinking about, what do we want to present to others? How do we want to even perceive our own reality? How do we want to impact our results with these different things? So in that, I realized that I wanted to go back to being very true to who I was and make sure that the perception matched the reality that I wanted to provide. So you're going to find a lot of different Corey rants, a lot of different fast talking ways on the podcast this season, a lot of harsh realities shared in some Corey rants. But I wanted to provide a very true, realistic, authentic, act as if Corey for all of you this year and give you some really good doses of what I think will move you forward. Because I do think in this day and age too, we get hit with so many different things, promising all these different fast fixes. You know, like even I like to tell clients, eat whatever you want. You know, you don't have to train for hours a day, because that is the reality. But I also think in doing that, it's gotten so skewed the other way that people aren't ready to embrace the hard. So I want to be very, very authentic this season. I want to really give you that dose of acting as if. And that starts by perception is reality. And so as I brought up, you know, the perception of me was that I had really changed, even though I hadn't. And so in embracing that, I saw myself through other people's eyes, and I realized how I then wanted to act differently. But I also started to think about how I had started to perceive the world differently and how that was impacting the results I was getting, how that was impacting my actions and different things like that. And I see with clients too, right? We perceive ourselves as having limitations. We perceive things as being too hard. We perceive things as being impossible for ourselves. But really, they're not. It's our perception of the world. And that does shape how we act. It shapes the thoughts that we have. So as you go into a new year, and as you're thinking about what you want to get out of it, what you want to provide the world, what you want to provide yourself, think about that perception as reality. How are you maybe coloring what's actually going on? How are you coloring how you're perceiving other people, your own abilities? How is that perception then shaping how you're acting to maybe hold you back? Okay, how can you change that perception? How can you give yourself that different perspective, that different lens to look at the world through? How can you step outside how you've always approached things to get a new and better result? Because change requires change. And I can tell you, for me, one of the biggest things was also getting coaching. And I guess this is kind of a shameless plug for my own, but it's also the fact that I think, and it came up in the group, you know, like, how do you become more coachable? And it's by doing it, right? The more we open ourselves up to other perspectives, the more we let somebody else help us and even dictate what we do, the more we see things in new ways and actually grow ourselves. And that's why, you know, whether you do coaching, whether or not you look at other perspectives that you don't even agree with intentionally, whether or not you just even constantly ask yourself why when you're doing something, the more you even say, hey, how could someone else look at this and perceive this? The more you're going to help yourself really avoid any self-imposed limitations, incorrect perceptions, we should even say, that will hold you back. So while this podcast this year is going to be, and I will say the word is authentic, it's my favorite phrase of act as if, right? I'm going to really embrace that this year. We're going to have the old Corey back with frizzy hair and the matted bun pulled back, you know, whatever you want to say, just being authentically me, unapologetically me. And I hope that you're unapologetically you, but in that you realize how your perceptions might be shaping your reality and how you can even step outside how you've always looked at things to really move forward this year. So hope you guys enjoy the podcast this season. If there's anything specifically you would like me to cover, any thoughts that you've found really helpful in the past, mindsets, quotes, different things that I've shared, any like different avenues you really want to explore to help your own growth, please comment and let me know, because I'd really like to cover topics that matter to you as I share my own struggles and the struggles that I see clients going through to help all of us overcome things and grow stronger and more fabulous as we even get older. So please share those thoughts. Looking forward to an amazing 2024 full of hopefully a lot of inspiration and helpful tips.